All right, ready to dive into something kind of unexpected.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Celebrity tequila.
Oh, interesting.
But not just any brand. We're talking about Kendall Jenner's 818.
Yeah, I've definitely seen it around.
And I know what you're thinking. Another celebrity liquor brand.
It's a crowded market for sure. So what makes this one stand out?
Well, this RevPro News article I found argues 818 is trying to do things differently.
Different how?
They're calling it a completely different kind of celebrity brand.
It's a bold claim, especially in such a saturated market. What's their angle?
Well, the article breaks it down into what they call, get this, three pillars.
Three pillars, huh?
Huh?
Lay it on me.
Pillar number one, a little predictable, good times with friends, that aspirational lifestyle vibe.
Right. Beaches, parties, the perfectly curated Instagram aesthetic. We've seen it before.
Exactly, but it's the other two pillars where things get a bit more interesting.
Okay, I'm listening.
Pillar number two is quality craftsmanship. They really emphasize the traditional production process, sourcing agave from family-owned farms in Jalisco, Mexico.
Ah, Jalisco.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. You know, that region is to tequila what champagne is to sparkling wine. It really doesn't get any better.
Right. That focus on origin and tradition, I thought that was interesting.
Definitely a good move, especially for discerning tequila drinkers.
And then we get to pillar number three, social responsibility. And this is where I was pretty surprised.
Oh, in what way?
We're talking sustainability, giving back to the community, things you don't always see, especially in the alcohol industry.
I agree. Those aren't usually the first things that come to mind when you think of tequila.
Exactly. So are these pillars just clever marketing? Or is 818 trying to be genuinely different? What do you think?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's easy to talk the talk. Let's see if they're actually walking the walk, too.
And that's what we're going to dig into today. So, about them walking the walk, this article brought up some really interesting stuff with 818's commitment to sustainability. Like, did you know they're using byproducts from the tequila-making process to actually create building materials?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did read about that. That's pretty impressive.
Right. And they're not just talking about it. They actually used this process to build a library in Mexico.
Yeah, I read about that. They're taking something that would normally be discarded and turning it into something tangible, something that benefits the community. This is a pretty cool example of upcycling.
Yeah, exactly. It reminds me of breweries that have started using their spent grain for things like fertilizer or animal feed. It's all about finding these creative solutions to minimize waste.
Absolutely. And it's not just about minimizing waste. It's about having a positive impact, right?
Right.
And this seems to be a major part of their identity as a brand because they've also earned that B Corp certification.
Which, to remind everyone listening, is a really big deal. Like, it's a rigorous certification, right?
Very rigorous, yeah. Companies have to meet these really high standards of social and environmental performance, accountability, transparency. It's not just given out to anyone.
No, definitely not. Actually, how many tequila distilleries have actually earned that certification?
So at the time this article was published, 818 was one of only two,
Wow.
which, really speaks volumes about their commitment, I think.
It definitely seems like they're trying to push the industry forward in a more ethical and sustainable direction. It makes you wonder, do you think this is the future of the alcohol industry, like as a whole? Because consumers are becoming so much more aware now of the impact of their choices.
Yeah, I think so.
Are we seeing a real shift where people are willing to actually pay a premium?
100%.
Not just for a quality product, but
Oh.
for a product that aligns with their values.
Yeah. And that's a really great point you bring up because for a long time it was all about, well, not for a long time, but there was definitely a focus on just quality, right? This is a good tequila, this is a good vodka, this is a good whatever. But now people are, like you said, they're so much more aware of the story behind the brand and the impact.
Right.
And I think especially for a premium product, people are willing to spend a little bit more if they know that it's, ethically sourced, environmentally friendly, all of that.
Exactly. And it's interesting because the article even mentioned this trend of less but better consumption, So it's not just about buying less in general, it's about being more mindful about the things you're buying and choosing quality over quantity. And maybe more importantly, choosing brands that are transparent and ethical in their practices.
Exactly. And that seems to be a big part of their strategy with this whole, like you were talking about, social responsibility angle. They know that today's consumer, especially those younger generations, they care about this stuff. They want brands that reflect their values.
Right.
Which makes sense, right? Because you're not just buying a product, you're buying into an idea.
And you're supporting that company's practices. And then, on top of all of that, 8818 is entering the market during a tequila boom.
Yeah.
This article talked about how tequila sales are skyrocketing, people are moving away from other spirits, and they're embracing tequila for its complexity, its versatility. It's like this perfect storm brewing. You know, there's this shift in consumer values, a booming market. And of course, we can't forget the influence of Kendall Jenner. So I'm really curious to get your take on that. Has 818 simply ridden the wave of her celebrity? Or do you think her involvement has been more strategic, more impactful than just a famous face on the bottle? It's interesting you brought that up, her involvement, because let's be real, her celebrity, it's a huge factor.
Oh, absolutely.
But this article, it seems like they're saying it's not just a simple endorsement deal, you know?
Right.
Like, she actually seems pretty involved in the business side of things, too.
Yeah, from what I've read, she's involved in tastings, distillery visits, like she's really hands-on with the process.
Which I feel like is key, right?
Yeah.
Because you can totally tell when a celebrity is just slapping their name on something.
100%. Consumers can spot a disingenuous endorsement from a mile away, and it usually backfires for those brands, big time.
Totally, yeah. It's like, oh, I see right through what you're doing there, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
But with 818, it does seem more authentic, like her involvement.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It seems much more aligned with, like you were saying, her personal brand. This focus on quality, sustainability, enjoying life with friends. It's believable.
It's believable, exactly.
And, you know, that resonates with her audience, especially Gen Z and millennials who are really looking for that authenticity.
Which is that demographic that we've been talking about this whole time, right? That's who's really interested in supporting those businesses that are doing things differently.
Absolutely. This generation, they're much more aware of social and environmental issues. Like, they're looking for that authenticity and transparency, and they're willing to put their money where their mouth is to support those brands that are actually making a difference.
Yeah. And it sounds like 818 really understands that shift.
I think they do.
They've really positioned themselves to appeal to that conscious consumer.
And I think it's smart. It's really smart because, like we've been talking about, consumers are demanding more from brands and 818 is listening.
So it's almost like they're rewriting the celebrity brand playbook, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
They're taking a quality product, they're weaving in this genuine commitment to sustainability, and then they're leveraging Jenner's influence, but in a way that feels authentic.
And that's a really important distinction because it's not just about leveraging influence for influence's sake. It's about leveraging it in a way that feels true to the brand and true to her. And I think that makes a big difference for consumers.
It makes you wonder, is this going to have a lasting impact? Are we going to see other brands follow suit?
That's the big question, right? It definitely sets a new standard for what a celebrity-backed brand can be. Whether it's a lasting trend or not, well, only time will tell.
And you know what? That's something I think is interesting for all of our listeners to consider. You know, after hearing all of this, does knowing this background about 818, does it change how you view the brand?
Yeah, that's a really good question for everyone to think about.
Is it possible for, you know, a celebrity tequila to be luxurious and ethical? We would love to hear your thoughts. So until next time, keep diving deep.